We have a guest joining us, John Leonard, who has written a couple of articles on AmericanThinker.com about AirTran Flight 297 and some other flights in which there has been some very disturbing behavior by groups of passengers that appears to be related to the terror threat. John, are you with us?
Yes, I am. Thank you for having me on the show.
Welcome to the show, John. Can you tell us about AirTran Flight 297 and why listeners ought to be aware of it and what it might mean?
Yes, on November 17th, AirTran 297 was leaving Atlanta heading for Houston, and there was an incident while the airplane was still on the ground. It was taxiing out to the runway, and some gentlemen that were of apparent Middle Eastern descent were creating some sort of a commotion, and there's some dispute over what exactly happened on the plane. But the plane had to be turned around. It was delayed at the airport for several hours. And finally, they put all 11 or 13, however many there were, on the back on the plane and sent it on to Houston. But several passengers that were also, delayed by that got off and took other flights.
What was the incident consisting of? What sort of behavior?
Well, according to AirTran, there was a single passenger using an electronic device against flight attendants' instructions. Not in compliance with FAA rules while the plane is ready for takeoff. But the account that several other passengers gave was markedly different from what AirTran said. There were multiple passengers using electronic devices, and according to one gentleman who was interviewed, he said that they were communicating with each other, and they were getting up and moving around on the plane and basically causing enough disturbance to generate concern among the other passengers.
Have these people been identified? Do we know anything about them, or are they anonymous?
They're apparently anonymous, and as I've looked into this and other incidents that have occurred, I haven't been able to make any connections between the individuals involved on the flights. So it's quite possible that these are, and it's, I guess, probable that these are different groups of people, but it seems like that there's some common denominators in their behavior.
Let me ask a question. There's the flight maybe it was about a year ago, by the Flying Imams, where eventually they won a settlement against Northwest Airlines.
U.S. Air.
Was it U.S. Air?
Yeah.
Okay.
U.S. Air. Okay. 300 in 2006.
Okay. Out of Minneapolis, as I recall. And the... Anything yet with these people in terms of their threatening action because they feel they're being singled out or any kind of racial profiling?
Well, it seems like that flight in particular kind of changed the climate in the airline industry and put them on alert that they are a target. And I know that as I read back through my articles, it sounds like I'm being very critical of AirTran. And quite frankly, I'm not sure how to react to AirTran. I kind of think that they might be caught between a rock and a hard place, that they are being sued by these passengers because there's multiple incidences that have occurred on AirTran. There was one in January of this year, and the people sued and collected, and they were actually rewarded for their behavior.
Tell us about some of the other incidents that have been happening. There was a United Airlines flight in Denver?
That's correct. On December 9th, there was United Airlines Flight 227, which had some similar characteristics in common with what happened on AirTran 297. There were enough of a disturbance by multiple gentlemen of Middle Eastern descent that the plane had to be, in this case, it never got away from the gate. It was just delayed at the gate for several hours. But they had to bring bomb-sniffing dogs onto the plane. They had to take the gentlemen off the plane. And in that instance, they were not allowed to reboard.
A quick question. It sounds like there are two possibilities. Your article seems to suggest that maybe there's a trial run or they're testing the procedures in place since 9/11. The other alternative is that this could be part of a shakedown scam, and that based on the success of what happened with U.S. Air, that maybe some of these groups are hoping to cause a disturbance, get treated differently than other passengers, and then collect by shaking down the airlines. Do you think one is more likely than the other? Do you see any patterns in the multiple incidents you've written about?
Well, I don't really have enough of information, I guess, to make a judgment call on whether or not it's purely for money or if it's more insidious motives behind it. But it would appear that it's terror-related regardless because they're causing terror in the passengers and they're scaring the flight attendants out of their wits. That's causing concern for me.
There have been some other incidents that you cited in your article, an America West flight and Northwest flight. What are the common denominators that you see among all these incidents?
Well, it's a minimum of two individuals. They seem to be of Middle Eastern descent. They get up and they mill around the airplane. Going back to the America West Flight 90 that you referred to, that was in 1999, and that was one of two flights that were identified as trial runs for 9/11. There were two gentlemen there that were checking the cockpit door under the pretense of they were looking for the restroom, even though they were given directions and told that not to go in the direction of the cockpit. And they filed suit for discrimination, but the case was dismissed. But then in the article that I submitted that was published yesterday on American Thinker, I had omitted one incident that I made note of, but then didn't make it into the article, which was American Airlines Flight 11 in August of 2001, which was the flight that had the actor James Woods on it. And he was in touch with the FBI and was interviewed about the behavior of the gentleman on that plane. Now, since then, from Northwest Flight 327 in 2004, the flight that we talked about earlier, the U.S. Airways Flight 300, then there was AirTran Flight 175 in January of this year, and then since then there's been three other incidents, the most recent being at December 9th. And the common denominators are people that should know better are getting up and causing a disturbance, causing flight delays, causing unnecessary expense to the airlines, and whether or not they're testing the waters to see if they can desensitize us to this behavior so that they can pull another 9/11, or if it's just a shakedown for money. I would like to think that some authorities that have the ability to go and investigate this thing more thoroughly would be looking into this as opposed to myself, because I can get stonewalled rather easily by AirTran and the TSA people that I've been speaking with.
John, thank you for joining us on the Dennis Miller Show.